8. Paradise Gravity. The inescapable pull of gravity effectively grips all the worlds of all the universes of all space. Gravity is the all-powerful grasp of the physical presence of paradise. Gravity is the omnipotent strand on which are strung the gleaming stars, blazing suns, and whirling spheres which constitute the universal physical adornment of the eternal God, who is all things, fills all things, and in whom all things consist. The center and focal point of absolute material gravity is the Isle of Paradise, complemented by the dark gravity bodies encircling Havona and equilibrated by the upper and nether space reservoirs. All known emanations of nether paradise invariably and unerringly respond to the central gravity pull operating upon the endless circuits of the elliptical space levels of the master universe. Every known form of cosmic reality has the bend of the ages, the trend of the circle, the swing of the great ellipse. Space is non-responsive to gravity, but it acts as an equilibrant on gravity. Without the space cushion, explosive action would jerk surrounding space bodies. Pervaded space also exerts an anti-gravity influence upon physical or linear gravity. Space can actually neutralize such gravity action, even though it cannot delay it. Absolute gravity is paradise gravity. Local or linear gravity pertains to the electrical stage of energy or matter. It operates within the central, super, and outer universes, wherever suitable materialization has taken place. The numerous forms of cosmic force, physical energy, universe power, and various materializations disclose three general, though not perfectly clear-cut, stages of response to paradise gravity. 1. Pre-gravity stages. Force. This is the first step in the individuation of space potency into the pre-energy forms of cosmic force. This state is analogous to the concept of the primordial force charge of space, sometimes called pure energy or segregata. 2. Gravity stages. Energy. This modification of the force charge of space is produced by the action of the paradise force organizers. It signalizes the appearance of energy systems responsive to the pull of paradise gravity. This emergent energy is originally neutral, but consequent upon further metamorphosis, will exhibit the so-called negative and positive qualities. We designate these stages ultimata. 3. Post-gravity stages. Universe power. In this stage, energy matter discloses response to the control of linear gravity. In the central universe, these physical systems are threefold organizations known as triata. They are the superpower mother systems of the creations of time and space. The physical systems of the superuniverses are mobilized by the universe power directors and their associates. These material organizations are dual in constitution and are known as gravita. The dark gravity bodies encircling Havona are neither triata nor gravita, and their drawing power discloses both forms of physical gravity, linear and absolute. Space potency is not subject to the interactions of any form of gravitation. This primal endowment of paradise is not an actual level of reality, but it is ancestral to all relative, functional, non-spirit realities, all manifestations of force energy and the organization of power and matter. Space potency is a term difficult to define. It does not mean that which is ancestral to space. Its meaning should convey the idea of the potencies and potentials existent within space. It may be roughly conceived to include all those absolute influences and potentials which emanate from paradise and constitute the space presence of the unqualified absolute. Paradise is the absolute source and the eternal focal point of all energy matter in the universe of universes. The unqualified absolute is the revealer, regulator, and repository of that which has paradise as its source and origin. The universal presence of the unqualified absolute seems to be equivalent to the concept of a potential infinity of gravity extension, an elastic tension of paradise presence. This concept aids us in grasping the fact that everything is drawn inward towards paradise. The illustration is crude, but nonetheless helpful. It also explains why gravity always acts preferentially in the plane perpendicular to the mass, a phenomenon indicative of the differential dimensions of paradise and the surrounding creations.